Do you know how to get a tie jar if you want to?
As you all know, we're here to create a brand new fantastic remote. I'm Nick DeBusk, I'm the project manager. We'll just get started with everyone kind of letting each other know who they are and what you're doing, what your role is. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Corinne Whiten, and I will be the marketing expert. And in each of the three phases, I will have a different role. In the function design phase, I will be talking about user requirements specification, and this means what needs and desires are to be fulfilled, and I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching, and I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation, and so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Okay. I'm Ryan, I'm the user interface designer. Likewise, I have three different roles for each stage of the design. The functional design is looking at the technical functions of remote control. In the concept design, the user interface, how the user reacts to the products. And the detail design, sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions, how we're going to make it special. That's right.
I'm Manuel, and I'm the industrial designer in this project. In the functional design phase, I'll be dealing mostly with the requirements. We'll discuss what functions the product has to fulfill and so on and so on. I suppose we'll work pretty much together on that one. In the conceptual design, I'll be mostly dealing with properties and materials of our product. And the detailed design, I'll be concerned with look and feel of the product itself. So, yeah, pretty much working together, obviously, on the design front here.
So, we've got our opening, our agenda is the opening acquaintance, which we've kind of done. Tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes. So we are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy. And we want it to be easy to use. We've got functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design, which basically is the three of you. Functional design, do we have any ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing on it.
Yeah, well, function of a remote control is just change channels in its main function.
So we want it to be a TV remote, or, I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose trying to make a universal remote.
Okay.
Work on all sort of electrical products in one person's house. But, you know, they all sort of have the same role of changing channels, volumes, and then programming.
Okay.
I think they all work on the same principles, but also, I don't actually know. Time, is it just infrared? Is that something like
I think, yeah, universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so
I
think we're all in the same boat here.
One thing I thought of with remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
So there's a way of finding it quite easily.
So
we should
set our remote control up to where it has a.
Like a tracking device, or
you whistle or make a noise.
It makes a noise. There's a button on the TV that you press.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Generally, all remotes are sort of quite similar in their appearance.
Yeah.
Just long.
Do we want? So they're kind of like long and rectangular. Yeah. We want something crazy. You know,
yeah.
We want something new that's going to stand out.
I think
so. Modern. So our remote should be
semi-closely.
Maybe like user-friendly, like a little.
Yeah.
You know, where you can use both hands, like a little keyboard.
People, I thought maybe, because people always tend to throw a remote control about the place to one another. If it was in a bowl, and the actual controls are inside or something.
Well, there are, of course, certain restrictions. You can't have it be any form and fulfill all functions at the same time. So there are obviously some restrictions we have to apply here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be? That refers to the material, pretty much. What are we going to build that thing out of? How sturdy is it going to be? Do we want it to last longer or rather have people, whatever, have to buy one every half a year?
It's sturdy. We want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room, or as you said, people kind of throw it, so ball shaped. You know, if it were ball shaped, maybe
it could be cased on the outside and everything could be inside.
Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be easy to find. What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. And it's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros is what they want to make on it. So.
Also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that would globally appeal.
Okay.
That's more on the research end, but marketing.
So marketing, how, maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. Maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences. Because maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
Right.
You guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. We want to be a ball.
Drop
the ball, and maybe where the buttons are located.
I'm not usually here, it's just in there. It's on the sphere. But it may be where it's connected together, and then when you open it out, it could, could be maybe a flip, like a flip phone, and then when you fold it out the middle, sometimes your mouse has too many buttons, so they're as simple as possible, and as few buttons inside as possible. And then there was the idea for just some, maybe you can add, again, like some kind of like light or something, or lights around it. It's looking a bit like something like Star Wars at the moment, something like that. But yeah. that was just a simple idea.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, you could feel it about it. That must be like a ball. So that was just an idea. I don't know anybody else's other ideas.
Right, one problem you'd get with this design is the ball is a nice idea because of its stability,
yeah.
Really, but of course, since it's a ball, it'll roll. So
yeah.
We'd have to have it flat on one side,
yeah.
At least down here somewhere, take away that part. That's one of the big issues.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Also, you risk the hinges here.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a problem.
That's
interesting, of course, but that's, of course, a weak point, you know.
Yeah.
How would we go about making, you know, getting rid of our weak points? What, I mean, would we just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball? Not to put you on the spot, what did you say your title was again?
I'm your industrial designer.
The industrial designer.
So, the point is that the shape is perhaps not the most ideal.
Okay.
As stable as it is, there must be a compromise between stability and design here.
I should think of like the design of others. I can't think of anything other than a long rectangle. Or in what maybe smaller, sort of fatter ones, but
yeah.
There's nothing being done sort of that one.
It's not new, it's not innovative, it's, you know, everybody does long or remote because it's easy. It's stable. Go ahead.
My idea was just to have it be kind of like a keyboard type shape, you know, like video games. So, but maybe, I mean, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge then so it could like flip out that way.
I think definitely doing something different.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. make something that's sort of like, well, I suppose not every hand is the same, but something that can make it fit in the hand
easier. Something that
can
grip.
Yeah, grip.
Yeah. Because even, I suppose even with the ball,
it still might be hard to,
it's, it might not be the easiest to hold on to.
Yeah.
So perhaps the joystick, the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda.
Yeah.
So maybe.
It's, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a one-handed,
mm-hmm.
one-handed job.
I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here.
You're the boss. Yeah.
Well, with the one-handed design, you also have the problem of the size, because like, you know from cell phones, they can be too small. So
yeah.
If the remote is too small, if it's small, it probably looks better, but it may not be as functional. So for that, there's...
Okay, so... Fortunately, we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our... remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. Let's see here. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side.
To make it easier to hold on to. So, it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is, that wouldn't work either. But if we're gonna make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if it were flat on the bottom, and then have the sort of grips on the side here, I guess. And then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away, it'll stay where we want.
The question is also, I don't know, do you really always want to open that thing when you have to use it?
That's true.
It's probably going to lie around opened all the time anyway, so I don't know if a lid is a good idea. From a stability point of view, it certainly is, but also you have to face it and take into account the more of these things break by accident, the more we sell. So. Don't make it too stable.
Don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
But then maybe go back to the
other design.
Okay. So then we forget the ball.
It looks cool.
It looks cool,
but it's really not. It's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard kind. What if we flipped it around here so that it were so it's up and down, you hold it this way.
Yeah.
Then it's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points.
Right. Right.
But it's one-handed.
The question is, what makes those game pads functional? I think that's pretty much the form for the hand. So it's a round shape underneath that makes it comfy.
Yeah.
Right? Makes it nice, so that's the essential part, except for that I think
yeah.
we'll not probably not get away from some longer design. Because
yeah.
you also have to know which way around to point this thing.
Yeah.
You know that if batteries
have a cord,
right,
like joysticks do.
Batteries go weak as well, so after a while you have to point it towards the equipment you want to control with it, right? So to show which is the front, which is the back.
Is it possible to have it to where it would work with a sensor on either side? So
I suppose you could do that.
Pointing it,
of course, the more technology you stick in that, the more it'll fixed. Cost. So, of course, you can do that. I mean, of course, it'll be evident after a while. If you look at it, it'll be evident which way around to point it, since you have the numbers and the buttons and stuff. But it's rather about an instinctual thing. Like you just grab it, you don't have to look at it. You know which way around to point it. Otherwise, the design of or the point of putting two sensors on both sides would probably work.
Even if you designed it in a way that isn't a rectangle.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have a one.
Are we out of time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just to finish up, should we go with this plan? Start making some.
Let's obviously.
Let's finish now. So, and then marketing will look and see what people want.
All right.
Okay. Project manager will design a better meeting for next time around. Be a little bit more prepared. And all right. Good meeting.